Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Agriculture Ministry says MOU with Chinese government will not allow Chinese vessels or fishers to fish in local waters. Stay with us to hear more and later, or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
The Scientific Research Council is bringing reliable, accurate, and efficient analytical testing services to you. Investors, manufacturers, and service operators, protect yourself and consumers by ensuring that your product and environs are safe and secure. Come to us to test your food, cosmetics, potable and recreational water, environmental air quality, trade effluent, and to conduct shelf life studies for products. The SRC conducts on-site sampling, or you can submit your samples to our offices at Hope Gardens Complex, Kingston 6. The Analytical Services Department Laboratory is certified locally and internationally, and is accredited ISO 17025. For more information, visit our office or send an email to prinfo@src-jamaica.org or call us at 927-1771-4. The Scientific Research Council, making science, technology, and innovation work for you.
Stakeholders in the fisheries industry are being assured that the sector will not be affected following an agreement between the governments of Jamaica and China to facilitate aquatic exports to the Far East. The Memorandum of Understanding MOU, signed on September 22, deals specifically with hygiene, sanitation, and certification matters to allow for cooperation on sanitary and phytosanitary issues to facilitate the export of Jamaican live lobsters, conch, and other aquatic products to China. The Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries is stressing, however, that under the MOU, Chinese vessels or fishers will not be allowed to fish in local waters.
The MOU we signed has three main objectives: to prevent the entry and spread of pests and epidemic diseases of animals and plants into one country from the other, and to strengthen bilateral exchange and cooperation in the field of the entry and exit of animal and plant inspection and quarantine.
Portfolio Minister Carl Samuda. The third objective of the agreement is to protect the production of agriculture, forestry, animal husbandry, and fishery resources from disease. The signing of the MOU paves the way for duly licensed Jamaican fishery processing establishments to be able to export live lobsters to the Far East and similar markets. This initiative comes on the heels of requests by local fishing industry stakeholders for assistance in accessing new markets for the export of their products. Mr. Samuda says the ministry's decision to assist fishermen with accessing this new market was taken with careful consideration for the sustainable management of the nation's fisheries. The following is a tip from the Plant Quarantine Branch in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries. If you suspect that a new pest is on your farm or at your home, call the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch at 977-7160. The earlier the branch is able to detect a pest, the better equipped it will be to respond to and eradicate it. That tip was brought to you by the Plant Quarantine Produce Inspection Branch. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Hot needle bun thread. Translation: a hot needle burns thread. Do you know what this means? The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, harsh behavior causes missed opportunities, so don't act on impulse. A similar meaning is, be tactful. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program, but we do want to hear from you. Connect with us at GIS News on Twitter, at GIS Voice on Instagram, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.